Ohio football fans, picture this. You bet on your favorite player to score the first touchdown, and he throws an awesome block so his teammate can score instead. If this happens, BetMGM wants to give you another chance at the end zone. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you'll get your stake back if your first touchdown scorer scores second instead. That's right. Bet on any pro football player to score the first touchdown of the game. If you're right, you win. If your player scores second, you get your stake back in cash. Everyone knows the most exciting part of football is the score. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you have a chance to keep the fun going even after the first player crosses the goal line. Plus, you can enjoy second chance all season long. Place a first TD scorer wager today. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
New Balance recently announced the addition of All-American Cooper Flagg to the NB family, joining Cameron Brink and an elite player roster in the brand's mission of growing the game with the next generation of athletes. In part of New Balance's ongoing commitment to supporting athletes off the court, the Boston-based brand plans to work with Cooper on community initiatives in his home state of Maine. To shop the two-way V5, Hessilo V2, and all New Balance basketball products, visit newbalance.com today.
We will get to Bills Twills in 1 second. Before that, quick plug for our friends and holders at First Rate Ag, a full-service ag retailer and offering everything from crop protection to lawn fertilizer. They've been around for 26 years in business. Please go to firstrateag.com or call 308-995-8327. Ask for Parker or Chris. Mention the ticket. And Bill, how was the conference call yesterday?
It went great. They have really hit a heater out there with getting things rolling with harvest because the weather's just been incredible. I mean, and staying that way for a while now too. I mean, yes. It really has been. So there's going to be crops whipping out of the field. So when I was talking to Parker yesterday, it's like it's all hands on deck right now.
Okay.
I mean, they're going like that. And so, but you know what he did? He took time to talk to me about
ag. The conference call.
Yeah, it's a conference call. But still, he's awful busy right now. This is they protected the crops all year. He did that for himself and other people. Now he's got to get his own crops out. So there's a lot going on in Holdridge. And just vacation there and you'll find out how great it is.
You should check it out.
Yes.
Great city. Great city. It is time now for Bill's Thrills, a Freaky Football Friday. Here we go.
Some call him the most interesting man in the world.
That is setting up the morel mushroom bonanza.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Is it going to be a bonanza?
Mushrooms grow better with thunder and lightning.
Others call him Coach. But to everyone else, he's Bill.
I want to get one of those military ab stimulators for us to wear during the show. You see, I sent it to you today.
It's time for Bill's Thrills on Early Break, sponsored by Dirk, Scott, and Ty at Mid Plains Advisors.
Yes, as always, Bill's Thrills, sponsored by Dirk, Scott, and Ty at Mid Plains Advisors, the ATMs, the cash cows of Lincoln. Call them at 402-730-7387 for a free consultation to plan your financial future today. Great guys, Dirk, Scott, and Ty.
The thing that stood out also, if you just think about that, like my family, the first person I guided him to was the cash cows.
Why wouldn't
And you? Then Skylar Schindler, who was working with Ty, and Ty, Skylar and his wife, Laura, were dealing with Ty Steinkuhler, and they were shocked when they found out how much money they saved through the tax-free app. When you start running all your money through that and not have to pay any taxes on your income and how much that
Pretty
can help
deal.
You. So Ty made, you know, got that worked out for him also. So that's something you want to sit down with him and talk to him about. It's a big deal.
Yes, it is.
It's a big deal. What's going on today, Jake?
I think it's a Freaky Football Friday. Is that right, Bill?
It is. It's the ridiculous and riveting college football must-see games.
Okay.
And I did base this a little bit on Husker fans also. But tonight's game, in my mind, is epic. Washington at Rutgers. I mean, it is an incredible game.
That one real quick.
Give me the spread on that one. That's an incredible game. Washington at Rutgers. So they're flying from Seattle all the way to Piscataway. That's a long way.
The spread on that game is Rutgers is a 1.5 point favorite.
I was
going to
say about a pick 'em. And so this game. Fox. So what this game does for Nebraska fans is it gauges. It's a gauge. Okay, let's watch Rutgers. Let's see where they're at. They're playing well. How about this one though? So Rutgers is 4-0. And they went to Virginia Tech and beat them.
Yes.
They don't even receive a vote.
I don't get
in the top 25. Not even like, you know, they have receiving votes. You know, yep. How many teams there were? There was like 18 teams that received votes. Rutgers, not one vote. So very interesting as that goes down. We started already with Lee. Maryland at Indiana, I think, is riveting for Nebraska fans to watch because Maryland's a good team. They screwed it up against Michigan State. They should be undefeated also. So that's a very, very, very good game to be able to watch. I am enthralled with Wisconsin at USC as a Husker fan. That's so you got two future opponents playing out in the Coliseum. Yes. And what does USC do to bounce back from the Michigan loss? Wisconsin, everyone knows, has a horrible loss to Alabama, right. And they're beat up. They lost their quarterback. So that's a huge gauge. Now for interesting on good, Louisville at Notre Dame. Louisville, they're like 17th and 16th, they're one apart. This is a big game to watch. This is the one of the several I'm excited about. This one I called, remember early in the week, the Mayhem game. Mayhem. Oklahoma at Auburn. No matter what happens here, Auburn could be, I think they're 2-2. They could go to 2-3. Oklahoma's lost one. But if Oklahoma loses and they have now lost their first two SEC games, that will be what is going on. And especially, it's no matter what, even though there's been the discussion of Dillon Gabriel was leaving anyway, but he was still your quarterback. He was there, and basically they felt pretty confident, you know, about the quarterback they were going to be able to play, and he's been benched. And so that game right there is a complete mayhem game because Auburn, that turns ugly fast. And if they're 2-3, that is ugly fast, and their schedule ahead of them is a wow.
They lost to Cal
at home.
FSU's only win is against Cal.
Yes, and so extremely interesting, like that second mayhem game, which is probably the most intriguing, Fresno State at UNLV.
Okay.
This game will get more traction because of the whole quarterback situation and everything going on. UNLV has never been ranked. For the first time, they're in the coach. I think it's the coaches' poll, I think, or AP. One of the two, they're 25th.
The coaches' poll.
They're 25th. They've never been ranked before, ever. So it's one of the greatest times for their program. And they got the most. People always say, what, you know, all publicity is good publicity. Well, yes, they got publicity.
They did.
And so there's no one talking about Rebel football more than. And so this game is to see this, to what happens. If UNLV comes out and beats Fresno, who's a very good team, that would be incredible. Or what if Fresno beats them by four touchdowns? Then it's going to be, really? You guys couldn't figure this out? You couldn't get it figured out with your quarterback? So unbelievable. I think the other one's going to be fun to watch. It's kind of a gauge to see kind of where you're at, even though the game's over. Illinois at Penn State. I think that is intriguing beyond belief for Nebraska
fans. That game's on NBC at 6:30 tomorrow night.
And I think Penn State, if I remember right, they're like 18-point favorites.
Jumped 19.5 right now.
19 and a hook. Think about that. 19 and a hook. And Illinois just came to Nebraska and won.
Yes.
And so that game is another one of a gauge. This one here will have me just up all night. Washington State at Boise State on the blue turf. Washington State at that. So, because remember now, Boise now has agreed to join the Pac-12.
That's right.
And so this is like a conference game next year.
Okay.
But what Washington State and their quarterback is really good. I believe Boise State wins this game. They're a better football team, but it's going to be an unbelievable game. Arizona at Utah. Arizona has not held up to the billing.
Nope.
They have not played well offensively, and they had all their offense back with their quarterback, with Fifita back. And so that's been a struggle. So that's a huge game. And then one that under the radar SEC games, because is Texas A&M Arkansas. That is a classic matchup. Those two are not very far apart. And like I said, so that game. So there's so many. And honestly, there was five or six more. There are actually, in games that you want to see, there's about 25 games to watch. 25. That's why college football is so must-see. And also, it's like that you have to watch it live. You have to be able to see it live when it's happened. So it's going to be, so lock in tomorrow. And there's games at all windows, the 11 o'clock, the 2:30, and the 6:30 or 7.
I'm surprised you have not mentioned one game, Bill. And it's tonight. You mentioned Washington Rutgers, but there's Vautech at Miami tonight.
Yeah, that didn't interest me.
Really?
No, it didn't interest me because I think Miami's just gonna crush them.
Miami is a 17.5 point
so,
favorite.
Yeah, I didn't see it as must see.
Okay.
I didn't see it. But does it somewhat interest me? Yeah, it does. Yeah, but Vautech now has lost to Vandy, and then they lost to Rutgers.
They were a trendy pick to make the playoff before the season.
Trendy pick to be in the ACC championship.
2-2 now.
They returned a ton of starters. Yeah. So that was the reason. Now the game would I watch it? Yes. Nothing, but not even close to Washington at Rutgers.
The only reason I would say I'd watch it because I love watching Cam Ward. The quarterback for Miami is so fun to watch. Washington State was great to watch. He's just dynamic.
So let me put this. It's not hard to pronounce. The name loses me, but Washington State's quarterback is unbelievable. The Washington State quarterback, when you watch him, he's unbelievable. He moves around. He's accurate. He makes plays with his feet. He is so good to watch. So there is so much must see. College games, like I said, and they're in every window. 11, there's about four games of interest. 2:30, there's a ton, and then you have your typical 6:37, and then the late games are 9:15, and that's Arizona at Utah.
The quarterback is Mateer at Washington State.
Yes.
His name is John Mateer. He's a sophomore. 11 touchdowns, 4 picks. They're 4-0. They're 4-0 in the Pac-2. Yeah.
Incredible. I mean, and their schedule is not great, but this is a tough one for them. But if they pull this one off and they go to 5-0, and also he was there. He's not a portal guy. Mateer is not a portal guy. He was backing up Cam Ward.
He's from Little Elm, Texas. But yeah, he was there last year. So
I mean, incredible job of recruiting. Just think about that. Wazoo went out and found themselves an incredible quarterback in Texas somehow.
I like watching him play. Too. Dickert's a good coach there, too.
Jake doing Dickert. A great job. There's just so many cool games. But I mean, really, I mean, do you not want to see what goes on when Wisconsin plays at USC?
Yes.
Because I think USC might be still a little bit hungover. But I don't think that Wisconsin, I think it could be ugly. I think Wisconsin is looking down right now something that could be, this season could turn. It could be turned. From the text line, Jake?
Yes. Let's see. Someone asked, what would the point spread be if Nebraska was at Penn State? So Illinois, who just beat Nebraska, is a 19.5 point dog at Penn State. If Nebraska were the team playing there tomorrow, Bill, what would the spread be?
9.5.
Why is it so different, though? Illinois comes to Lincoln and wins, and they'd be a 10-point worse spread than Nebraska?
Well, I think a couple things. One, they said Illinois did a great job coaching, but...
New Balance recently announced the addition of All-American Cooper Flagg to the NB family, joining Cameron Brink and an elite player roster in the brand's mission of growing the game with the next generation of athletes. In part of New Balance's ongoing commitment to supporting athletes off the court, the Boston-based brand plans to work with Cooper on community initiatives in his home state of Maine. To shop the two-way V5, Hesse Low V2, and all New Balance basketball products, visit newbalance.com today.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
My pushback on that would be if someone said if I looked at the game and as a coach and someone says, okay, we're going to play again, Bill, pick your team. Well, I'd pick Nebraska to play Illinois again.
Yes, I would also.
I would pick Nebraska. I would take Nebraska. Yep. So Illinois beat him, but that happens. I remember that Illinois was a 7.5 point dog coming into
7.5 or 8.
Area point coming to that game. But my point is when you watched the game and you said, take one of the teams, you're taking Nebraska. And so that's what I feel that's what it would be the difference. It'd probably be, like I said, I think it'd be 9.5 to 10 would be what the difference is. So it's not always, well, they just won this. That's where things difference and the matchups are a little bit different. So I think that's how it would play out.
We have some texts that aren't always about football related.
Nice.
But OG Les does say, this is football. He says, I will be listening to the game via radio in a combine tomorrow, Bill. The dream.
Oh, my. Are you kidding me?
A combine. Oh, OG Les.
Combine and listen to the game on radio. Listen to the game. So Jake never had. You didn't grow up on the radio. Every game you started watching was on TV. When you started watching, it was on TV. So I grew up myself in the parallel life with Steve Sippel. We grew up listening to. There'd only be at the time there'd be three games, maybe a season on TV, national TV, maybe a fourth if lucky. But that was it. And the bowl game was always on. But you listen to like seven games of the year like that, and there'd be big games. Mm-hmm. I mean, I remember listening to Nebraska, Missouri, or there were these games are on the radio, and it was just incredible to listen to the voice. And then when the radio right now is incredible by Nebraska. Those guys do a tremendous job. But I grew up with Lyle Bremser.
You did.
I grew up with Lyle Bremser calling games.
Legend.
And so to hear it on the radio was just so much fun. And they just, when they would describe it, they're painting a picture. I can remember laying on the floor in front of it. At the time, everyone in this house in the 70s had these giant stereos. And it had it'd have this huge stereo, and it'd have the, and you could play albums in it and all that. And it was huge. Again, it's like the TVs, Jake. It weighed a couple hundred pounds. And I would lay in front of it and listen to the game. Just lay on the floor and listen to the game. And sometimes you had to get up and kind of move the knob a little bit to try to make sure that it was less static. It was in. But people would sit and listen for 3.5 hours to a game. And to have that is a great time. Me and Laura experienced it last year. We had to drive back for the Nebraska-Iowa game. And so we listened to the second half while we were driving back on the radio. And that was a fun to say. We're like, okay, this is fun to listen to on the radio. But it was crazy when you don't know exactly what's going on, a little bit like that. But just thank you for that.
Paint the picture in your head.
Yes. What else was non-football, Jake?
Well, this was Josh. Josh says, hey, guys, I missed the roll call, but I want to let you know that I'm finally on board and listening on my flight home from the Canary Islands.
Canary Islands.
8 hours of flight time to go, GBR, says Josh.
Josh, that's incredible. What a vacation he must
Josh
have been
was
on
in apparently
there.
Bayona, Spain back 3 weeks ago. He travels well, apparently.
Yeah, Josh is doing very well for himself. Financially, like he's to try to, right. Josh, what are you doing for a job?
Because
cash flow is going very well for you. You might want to get connected with Mid Plains Advisors.
You should, yeah.
Yes, immediately.
One more person says, I grew up going back to the combine. I grew up doing that, listening on radio while hauling corn to grain states in West Point.
Oh, West Point. Oh, what an area right there. Just south of Pender. God love that area. Right close to Beamer. Right
there. I know. You know I love Beamer, Bill.
Yeah, you love Beamer.
Indian Trails.
I can talk about that
all day.
That hybrid that you hit on 7.
I'll take a half hour on that one, Bill.
That was like that. My dad grew up, they grew up hunting, and they would be doing like that during that time of year. They have the radio on in the car. So you'd be listening, you get out and hunt, you have the radio on the car the entire time to listen to a game, or in a duck blind, you'd have it.
Yes.
Like that, being a duck blind out hunting and have the game on a radio, which I would still enjoy.
You can still do that.
Yes.
It still is possible.
Still possible.
That is Bill's Thrill, sponsored by Dirk Scott and Ty at Mid Plains Advisors. Now it's time to play the game show. I think you'll have a good chance today, Bill. I know you don't like it when it's just you. You don't have a lifeline. It's just you today. Good luck, Bill. Film Friday, because Sip is...
I don't like this.
Sip is about to take off. He did tell us he was on the flight about 7:35, so he's on the plane. Steve's safe.
Yes.
Today's topic on Film Friday is Seinfeld. Bill Bush is a big Seinfeld fan.
I'm a Seinfeld fan. There is times things pop up, and I'm like, I don't remember it was. I'll remember the show.
Yes.
I can remember what happened. I can give you a dialogue, but if I name it exactly, he named Jerry's girlfriend or something, I don't probably get it.
You'll be fine with that one. If you think you know your Seinfeld trivia, please
call
us right now, because it's not Shut Up Simple. It's Good Luck Bill today. 464-5685. Good luck, Bill.
We do that to make my mom happy.
That's right. Starts right now.
We've all been there. You're listening to the radio, and then that rage starts to grow inside of you. It starts to consume you. It gets to a point where you just want to yell, Shut Up Simple!
No, sorry. I'm sorry.
Well, here's your chance. It's time to Shut Up Simple. Call now to play 464-5685. Shut Up Simple. Brought to you by Bagels and Joe.
Once again, Sip on the plane. So today, instead of Shut Up Simple, it's Good Luck Bill. We've got Seinfeld trivia. Bill has to feel okay about this. At least okay. Aaron's our caller. How do you feel about Seinfeld trivia today, Aaron?
It should be easy.
Okay, easy. All right, Aaron feels pretty
Aaron's
good.
Aaron's in my grill. I thought maybe it was Aaron Henry, the defensive coordinator from Illinois,
calling it.
It's not.
It's not? Okay.
No.
All right.
Bill's old. Should be easy.
Wow. Okay. Well, taking shots over
taking
here.
Shots already.
Taking
shots already. Yeah, okay.
Shots.
Now it's got a little personal.
Now we have a layup to start, Aaron. I think this is a layup. For the first question, what is the name of the holiday that Frank Costanza invents in Seinfeld?
Is it Festivus?
Festivus.
Brilliant!
Festivus is right. Bill's like, that's
not
easy.
That's not cool. That's not.
It's easy. Yeah. It's a layup there.
It's like the most famous, one of the most famous things from Seinfeld is Festivus for the rest of us.
All right, Bill.
Times when people have let you down.
Air our grievances, right?
Air our grievances and feats of strength. It's incredible. They get the pole out.
Kramer gets involved. It's beautiful, yes. Too. All right, Bill, first question. What is the name of the condominium complex in Florida where Jerry's parents reside?
Del Boca Vista.
Del Boca Vista.
Brilliant.
Incredible.
That's right. 1-1 tie. Back to you, Aaron, to tie it up. What is the name of Elaine's on-again, off-again boyfriend throughout Seinfeld?
That's a layup.
This is for you, Aaron.
Hope he's not Googling that.
And no Googling.
Is it B. Pootie?
He says Pootie. I'm not going to give that to you. That's not right.
I'll take the lead on. Is this for the win?
No, this is for take the lead.
Take the lead, okay. Putty.
Putty.
Brilliant.
Oh, Putty was great.
David Putty.
My favorite was when, got to support the team. When he's a face painter, got to support the team. Also, he sold cars. It was the best. Buddy was so good.
He's a great actor. Oh. This is for the win. If you get this wrong, Aaron can steal and go to the tiebreaker. Bill, what is the name of Jerry's uncle that is seen throughout Seinfeld and is known as a known shoplifter?
Oh, my God.
Don't say it, Aaron.
Oh, hang on.
Leo.
Uncle Leo.
Brilliant.
I had my mind locked up for a second.
Uncle Leo is right.
The shoplifter.
Aaron, we'll get you a bagel and a coffee. Thanks for calling in there and calling down the road.
We'll take that win.
That's a dub. Nice win today, Bill. Tiebreaker for you. How old is Jerry Seinfeld?
71.
70.
70. 70. Missed it by one.
Missed it by one. That's a win, and good luck, Bill.
Oh, Putty. Elaine stole his Jesus fish off of his car.
Wait.
He stole my Jesus fish. So good.
Putty was great. So, well done, Bill. And you, what's your record now? Good luck, Bill. You are 7-5 overall now. But good luck, Bill. You updated that? Okay. Yeah. 6-5. You are over 500.
It's not
good
bad.
Luck, Bill.
It's not bad. I'll take that. Yes.
Before I get to breaking out of here, we got to give a quick shout out to our friends at Trados. Grain marketing is difficult. It doesn't have to be if you just give Trados a chance to do that at gotrados.com. GOTREDAS.com.
I was talking to a prominent farmer around Pender yesterday on the phone. And we talked about, I mentioned him about Trados. And he's like, I didn't know about Trados. And so Trados will be connected with him today. And he right away, he goes, because he's very intelligent, he goes, this intrigues me. Because you know why? He's really smart.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, you know what would be really cool? Maybe to talk to other smart people. Because that's where all your money's made. It's not made once I thought, okay, we have the yield. When do I sell it? Because a pretty big difference, just so you know.
Yep.
If you sell it tomorrow, or maybe you sell it in March, and they can forecast that for you. Wow. We're talking hundreds and hundreds of thousands of dollars of cash. And it's Adam Ickes.
Former Husker.
Page, Nebraska. His team is incredible. And again, like that, everything is about the team, and building a bond with all the farmers in this great state.
Check out the website. Go again, GOTREDAS.com. GoTrainOS.com. The spillover is next on Early Break on the Ticket.
New Balance recently announced the addition of All-American Cooper Flagg to the NB family, joining Cameron Brink and an elite player roster in the brand's mission of growing the game with the next generation of athletes. In part of New Balance's ongoing commitment to supporting athletes off the court, the Boston-based brand plans to work with Cooper on community initiatives in his home state of Maine. To shop the two-way V5, Hesse Low V2, and all new Balance basketball products, visit newbalance.com today.
At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.